The gospel is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all of those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The word of the Lord.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God is great, life is good, but sometimes there are some terrific bumps along the way. For instance, for a soldier in World War II who received a Dear John letter, it is obvious he was broken. He was planning to go home at the end of the war and marry this love of his life, but she wrote him and said she'd found another. Well, he was hurt, he was upset, and in visiting with his guys, he come up with a scheme to retaliate. So he asked a bunch of his friends if he could get pictures. He wanted pictures of women. So he got about 6-8 pictures, and he wrote a letter, "Dear Jane, I'm sorry you feel the way that you do, but I hope you have a good life. But I also must apologize. I am sorry. I don't remember what you look like. So if you'd be so kind to pick out your picture and return the rest, I would appreciate it." In today's gospel lesson, there are some wise folks and some foolish. The wise have planned, prepared, the foolish got all caught up in the moment and forgot about bringing enough oil for their lamps. When Jesus tells this parable, I suppose there's different approaches that one can take, but the obvious one is that we be prepared. There are a number of ways of being prepared, isn't there? For those who have gotten married or planned a wedding, there's a lot of work, there's a lot of detail, and no matter how much you plan, no hard you work, there usually is a glitch or two. Some over 9 years ago, my niece called me and asked if I would officiate at her wedding, and I said I would be honored. "When is the wedding?" I asked. "November 8th. I said, "Well, you know, November can be kind of tricky. The wedding is going to be in Duluth. I live in Bismarck. You better have a backup plan in case it's storming." Well, 9 years ago, on November 8th, we had a terrific snowstorm. In fact, 9 years ago today, we were just digging out after it. I called my niece and I said, "Do you have a backup plan? It's storming here. I don't think I can get out of town." "No, I don't." I called a friend in Duluth that I knew, and he would do the rehearsal, thinking I could get there for the wedding. But that was not to be. But in visiting with my niece again, lo and behold, in the wedding party, but the reader was a Lutheran pastor friend of hers, so her friend would have the wedding instead. And I brought a greeting via phone. things don't always go as we want or as we plan. But there's some obvious things that we should do. Now that it is this time of year, we should have our winter survival kits in our cars. Do we? Things like that. And, you know, planning for our journey here on Earth and for the end of our journey here on Earth, you know, our estate plan. Have you written a will? Have you done those kind of preparations? There are those kinds of things, obvious things that we ought to be about. But today's gospel lesson is also one that gloom and doom preachers have a lot of fun with to remind us that the end is coming. It is very near. There was a radio preacher one time who was on the radio, and he was going on and on that he had figured that out. He'd figured out when Christ was going to return, that it was going to be very, very, very soon. And he had this book laying out the plan of how soon it was going to be. Just call this number and get the book. So one person called the number and said, I would like the book. And the person said, that would be $14.95 plus shipping and handling. The guy said, well, you know, if the world is going to end so soon, why does he need the money? Click. There's all kinds of fascination about the end times. When we were getting ready for Desert Storm at Fort McCoy, when I was in the library, the librarian said that a lot of people are coming in wanting to find out more about the end times, thinking that Desert Storm was going to be the end. Well, that was a number of years ago, wasn't it? 1991. Still, the end has not come. The end has come for some of us, but many of us are still here, alive, on earth. In my first parish, I was visiting with an older bachelor, and he was one of these guys who was always thinking about the end times, talking about the end times. And in visiting with him, he'd said that when he was 18 years old, he was so certain that the end was coming very, very soon that he chose not to get married. And he stood there and he chuckled and he said, I guess I could have. I guess I could have. You know, we can be so focused on the end times, so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. Jesus says in this parable, be ready. Be ready. So what does it mean to be ready? What would happen on Thanksgiving Day, when everybody gathers around, sits up to the table, and that's all that's done. People sit up to the table. Where's the food? Who's serving it? Who's preparing it? Who's shopping for it? Who's preparing? Who's cleaning the house? Who's setting the table? There's lots to be done. We cannot sit and wait. We are to be up and ready and helping. But, as I said earlier, there are bumps along the way. There are distractions. There are interruptions. There are tragedies, floods, fires, mass shootings, all kinds of horrendous things that happen. And then we have problems in our relationships. There's accidents. Loss of loved ones, all kinds of things that change our lives, all kinds of things that get us out of focus. In the November newsletter at House of Prayer Lutheran Church, Pastor Joel wrote a good article about thankfulness. And in that article, he tells us the story. He shares a lost and found ad, and the lost and found ad goes like this. Lost dog, brown fur, some missing due to mange, blind in one eye, deaf, lame leg due to recent accident, slightly arthritic, goes by the name of Lucky. Well, sometimes that's how it is for us too, isn't it? Things happen that we don't fully understand. But the truth of the matter is that we remain lucky. We remain fortunate because we have a good and gracious God who loves us so much that he gives his Son. But not only does he love us and give us his Son, but he gives us his Word. He gives us the means of grace to sustain us in our daily journey. So that as Paul told the Thessalonians to encourage one another, we can encourage one another. And as we encourage one another, there is something else to keep in mind that I share with you in the form of a story. There was a farmer and his 8-year-old son. They were out picking rocks. And the 8-year-old was wanting to show his strength, and he was picking rocks, trying to do his level best. And his dad come up to one of the bigger stones and lowered the bucket on the loader and said, "Okay, son, roll it on." And his son was down there grunting, pushing, tried all kinds of maneuver, but there's no way he could budge it. Dad's, "Come on, son, use all your strength." And he just leaned into the rock. He couldn't budge it. "Come on, son, use all your strength." "But, Dad, I am." His father says, "No, you aren't. You haven't asked me. You haven't asked me." Look at the strength that we have in our Heavenly Father. He's ready and willing to help us, to strengthen us. Look at the strength that we have in each other. Look at all that you accomplish as a congregation because you're working together. Look at all that you do. And look at all that is left to be done in the world. You know, it baffles my mind with all this technology that we have. Not everyone yet knows Jesus as Savior and Lord. So we have work to do, don't we? But we're very lucky because our Lord is opening the door so that more and more people can come and receive him. Amen.